When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Megan Thee Stallion joins the MCU and is ready to bring it on. Bella Poarch shares her childhood trauma. The Hot 100 has two newbies. This is Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, August 30th. Megan Thee Stallion is on her way to the MCU as the rapper has been added to the cast of She-Hulk.
I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
We know Megan Thee Stallion as the rapper who has been dominating our Billboard chart with hits like her Billboard Hot 100 topper, Savage. But the hottie is making moves to the big screen. It has been revealed that Meg will join the Marvel Cinematic Universe in an undisclosed role for She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. This won't be Megan's acting debut as the rapper landed in a guest spot as her alter ego, Tina Snow, on Starz stripper drama, P-Valley, earlier this year.
Where you at?
Yeah. Oh, there she go.
We need to rehearse this.
And she jumped into an SNL skit during her appearance on the show last October.
Bad money, let that hairline crooked. Cut the beard off and show me how that jaw look.
In an interview with New York Magazine's The Cut, the Traumazine rapper said her dream role includes a possible Bring It On reboot, in which she would slip into Gabrielle Union's iconic cheer uniform to play ISIS. She explained, I have always wanted to be ISIS. I would be perfect for that. If they were to ever make a new Bring It On, I should be that character.
Living Hell is about my struggles with the toxic relationship that I have with my mental health.
Queen of TikTok and New Music star Bella Poarch shared a throwback pic of her childhood bedroom.
That music video is literally about my childhood.
Bella told me all about how her bedroom inspired the music video for Living Hell.
I grew up in a yellow bedroom. My bed, my curtains, and my wall, and the tiles on the floor. And I really liked that color because it made me kind of happy, even if I was struggling with so many negative emotions. So in the music video, you can see me covered in paint. And that was me basically covering myself in this fake reality that I was happy, even if I was sad on the inside.
The full interview is out now. To watch, go to billboard.com.
Hey y'all, this is Jackson Dean. They just told me that my single Don't Come Looking just went into top 100 on the Billboard chart.
Jackson Dean has a lot to celebrate as a first-timer on the Billboard Hot 100 with his song Don't Come Looking, debuting at the number 90 spot on the chart dated September 3rd. The country singer dropped us a video of his reaction to hearing the news.
Hell yeah.
Come on, dude. Shower.
He's the quiet, excited type, and we love it.
I just learned that my song, Snap, made it to the Billboard Top 100.
Rosalind also made her career first entry on the Hot 100 chart with her Eurovision track, Snap, coming in at number 97.
That felt so impossible and unreachable for me 6 months ago because I'm coming from a small town in Armenia. But I'm so happy right now. I just want to raise a glass, say thank you. Cheers.
Congrats, you two. We know this isn't going to be the only time we'll see your names on our chart. That's all. Make sure you keep it locked with us for all your chart news. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News.